You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Haywire. Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
Welcome back, Louis.
Yes, hey. testing, 1, 2. Booms and kits.
Thanks for your little beatbox.
Oh, no, before. You guys are most welcome. And no, all you listeners out there, I hope you enjoyed.
It was quite a joy to hear. But you've been scurrying away.
Skirting?
Scurrying. I was trying to say squirreling.
Squirreling.
Away, busy on the bus. What's happening with the bus? It's gone.
That's right. So you may have woken up today after a long and lazy weekend and done the normal morning routine. Shower, coffee, shave before taking a short familiar commute to your local bus stop and found there were no buses inside or even scheduled.
Oh.
Okay, that seems to be a bit of a problem for the majority of people. So let's start by giving Auckland Transport a call and see what they make of this.
Thank you for calling Auckland Transport. You may experience long wait times due to high call volumes relating to industrial action impacting New Zealand bus services. Auckland Transport has been advised that New Zealand bus services will not be in operation due to an industrial action. For further information on alternative transport, download the AT mobile app or visit the AT website on at.govt.nz.
That was a pre-recorded message from Auckland Transport. As said, industrial action is being taken by the Bus Drivers Union. First Union and New Zealand Tramways Union are striking against their employers over rejections of pay offers from NZ Bus. Tensions began 2 years ago prior when the national government, who brought in a tendering process that made councils comply in taking the lowest paid operators. This drove the rates down by 30%. Wages were cut for bus drivers with contracts they were locked into, and now tensions have come to a head. This week, NZ bus drivers were seeking better pay and conditions by refusing to collect fares last week from Monday, making it very cheap for commuters. However, this has now resulted in drivers being suspended. This morning, strikes took place outside Altair Square, led by First Union's Louisa Jones. Here's some audio from the event.
Everything that's been said is correct. What we need to do is get Auckland Transport to take responsibility for the mess that they've made.
Yes.
Get the council and the government to put forward some money to resolve the bus problem in Auckland and get the buses back on the road.
That was audio from a video clip shared by Ryan Anderson to Stuff. Now, I managed to get in touch and spoke with Union First organiser Amir Hodvich about the strike today. Here he is speaking about the suspension.
Well, today's protest started on the back of quite a longer dispute that we've had. As you are aware, the drivers were about 800 First Union Tramway Union members have been taking partial strikes over the last week by refusing to collect passenger fares. And the main reason behind that was so to not disrupt the services for Auckland working people. However, on Friday, when the drivers delivered a notice of the intention to continue the free fares protest through Christmas Eve, the NZ Bus response was to suspend the entire unionised workforce and cancel all the major bus services during the Christmas rush. And basically, they are also attempting to blame the drivers for the suspension and the cancellation of services, even though it was them. So drivers were quite frustrated and shocked by the heavy-handed sort of suspension and kind of escalation and hostile responses from the company, and they've taken their sort of discussed at the situation to AT this morning. So the protest started in front of the Auckland Transport offices, and they've marched down optimistic and loud towards the mediation services where today there's a mediation taking place.
And so what are the workers asking for? I know that there was a tendering process. This was brought in 2 years ago, which saw councils opt for bringing down the operating services to the lowest minimum. So what are workers asking for?
Well, yes, you're right there. So under the national government, the public transport operating model or tendering process came in power, effectively rewarding the companies that pay their workers least. So the lowest paying operator wins the contract. So, and that's one of the reasons that we were going to Auckland Transport as well, because they're part of the process. The council basically engaged Auckland Transport to provide those services, and we think that Auckland Transport should be, as part of a problem, should be involved in providing solutions as well. Now, about the drivers' claims, what we can say is the driver, despite what the companies are saying, we are seeking a fair pay rate for all hours worked and a reduction of the unpaid book-off time, because the drivers have, in the middle of the day, a number of hours where they don't get paid, basically. So currently, drivers start work in the morning and can finish 12 to 14 hours later, in some cases not even making the equivalent of minimum wage. And that's not fair. That's just problems have been ongoing. It's not new. We've been talking to AT, we've been talking to operators for years now, but, you know, when we have industrial action, then they want to hear us. As soon as the things calm down, the bureaucracy takes over and nothing gets done. So the drivers, basically what they're asking is extremely fair, and considering the conditions they have. Now, when the companies talk about driver shortages, it's not just that people don't want to apply, it's people are leaving the industry because of these conditions. And we've been warning about this also for a long time.
It was my understanding NZ Bus, Union First, is one of the only unions for NZ Bus. I think it's one of the services that has a union.
Transway Union and First Union is they're covering the NZ Bus union members.
Yeah, so how have other bus companies been faring?
Well, there's also, as you've probably heard, that in recent times we've had a similar situation with GoBus.
Mm-hmm.
GoBus also has decided to be hostile towards the drivers.
Right.
And the same thing was happening with GoBus, where the drivers, in order not to cut the services to working New Zealanders, decided to do this. You know, they're still at work providing services, and their protest was not to charge fares. Now, the GoBus has done the same thing, basically, of just offering 2% on take-it-or-leave-it basis. But as I already described, NZ Bus can't follow suit. And as I already, you know, talked about it, what the drivers are seeking is just basically a fair pay rate that will cover all hours worked and reduction of the unpaid book-off time. So GoBus and NZ Bus are adapting a similar hard stance and hostile position, but the drivers will not be intimidated on this because, again, for years we've been warning about this, and now we're seeing the accumulation of it all coming to head.
Yeah, I was reading about it, and you're asking for it something like around 40%, which is, if it was to go through, it would put you guys, the wages, just above minimum, which is, I feel ridiculous to hear that, you know, bus drivers are only getting that kind of pay. So, you know, after these strikes and outside Auckland Transport this morning and the failed meetings over the weekend, what is next for the union?
Well, basically, we're at mediation today, hoping to come to a solution, because from the first day, our position always has been that we are seeking a workable solution on this. What we've been met with is a take it or leave it and a hostile approach.
Yeah.
Now, depending on what happens today at the mediation, and you know, while we are we're hoping for a workable solution, we're going to meet with our members tomorrow morning to discuss where to from here, depending on basically what happens at the mediation today. So I can't go ahead without actually knowing what the mediation was, because, you know, we always want to negotiate, we always want to come to the table, however we've met with hostility, and we hope that changes.
I guess a final question to wrap this all up is, how can we, you know, as citizens and as, you know, public and people who use these services, how can we best support our drivers?
It's an interesting question, and I guess we've had overwhelmingly positive public support when we were doing free fare protests, and when the public was hearing what the drivers are going through and what sort of conditions they're having, and how the company is basically refusing to give drivers a seat at the table and listen to them and negotiate with them on these terms and conditions, and including wages. I guess the best, you know, public can write to Auckland Transport demanding action, or they can support bus drivers when they see them on the pickets and marches and say a nice word to a driver. It's always helpful. But we just hope the public continues to be patient and stand with the bus drivers while they're going through this. Bear in mind that, again, even though the public might be frustrated over the cancellations, it's important to point out that the companies and the operators are cancelling the runs, not the drivers, because their process was about not cancelling runs and doing the runs while they're protesting in order to provide the services for Aucklanders. So, from writing to AT or contacting bus drivers, it seems they're giving them the support.
We actually had someone just text in who said, I had a bus driver actually shutting his eyes, nearly asleep on one trip into town. I spoke to him, asked if he was okay, and he said his shift was so long. Holy hell, that is so dangerous for passengers, drivers and others on the road. So, yeah, it sounds like their working conditions are real rough, and drivers shouldn't be working under those conditions when they're, I don't know, they push their physical limit, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And how was your journey in, actually, this morning, Louis?
Well, there's some buses operating, but they were packed to the brim because they only come every hour or so. So I caught an Ola. It was a little bit cheaper than Uber. And my driver, when I ask him, does he work full-time or part-time, he says, well, I'm actually he was a bus driver.
Mm-hmm.
As of over the weekend, he signed up, and now he's riding for Uber, Ola. So, it's really not ideal.
Not an ideal
working guys
space,
are going through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
That was The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.